At 9:30, this is Observer Radio News. Good morning, I'm Alexandra Gator. It's 3 degrees and sunny outside our East York studios. Here's the news. A Toronto woman testifying in a sexual assault case must remove her niqab. The decision was made by an Ontario judge yesterday. The woman, who is only known as NS, is accusing two men of sexually assaulting her for more than 5 years. She has been fighting to wear her niqab since the case went to court in 2008. The judge concluded that wearing her niqab would interfere with a fair trial for the accused. NS plans to ask the Ontario Superior Court to reconsider the decision. A man charged in plotting to attack a Via Rail train believes that terrorism charges against him are unreliable. Shaeb Azair of Montreal appeared in court yesterday. After the charges were read out, he said that the criminal code is not a holy book and is therefore not perfect. Azair said only the creator is perfect, which makes the charges untrustworthy. The RCMP believes the plot was Al-Qaeda directed. Raid Jaisar of Toronto has also been charged. Azair was detained. He will appear in court through video on May 23rd. And a building in Bangladesh collapsed yesterday morning. Over 149 people died. Many more are said to be trapped under the rubble. A day before, workers had noticed huge cracks in the building. A manager assured workers it was safe to enter on Wednesday, an hour before it collapsed. A police chief in Bangladesh said charges have been filed against the building owner. The building housed many clothing factories. And a pipeline in Toronto is causing a heated debate. In November 2012, Enbridge requested a reversal of the pipeline, Line 9. They wanted to carry tar sands oil westbound to Montreal. The new route includes Toronto and Scarborough. East End Against Line 9 is a community group dedicated to educating residents about what they believe will be Line 9's detrimental effects. Here's my report.
Almost 100 Toronto residents gathered at the East York Civic Centre on April 7th for a discussion about Line 9. Three activists spoke about the impact the pipeline could have on Toronto. Campaign coordinator for environmental defense, Sabrina Bowman, says tar sands oil is unsafe.
Diluted bitumen is different than regular oil. It tends to sink more than regular oil does, which means that it gets into the water table more easily. You can't just use a boom and skimmer, which is what they usually use to clean up a regular oil spill.
Line 9 runs through three rivers in Toronto. They connect to Lake Ontario, Toronto's main source of drinking water. Bowman says the line also runs through the Rouge River.
A spill into the Rouge could be potentially devastating. As a parallel, the spill that happened to the Kalamazoo River was 3 years ago, and they've only cleaned up about two-thirds of the oil.
Author Ian Angus writes books about climate change. He says oil spills like the one into the Kalamazoo are not uncommon.
All of us cannot resist mentioning Mayflower, Arkansas, where just this past weekend, families were forced to abandon their homes when an Exxon pipeline burst.
Many residents asked questions and gave suggestions
at the meeting. Because, to my mind,
Enbridge has already begun the reversal project. Bowman believes now is a crucial time for residents to get involved.
We're seeing a huge failure on the part of our government to do anything. And so this is the time for citizens to say, despite what our government's saying, we care about this issue.
Alexandra Gator, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
And turning now to sports, Tampa Bay Lightning won 5-2 over the Toronto Maple Leafs last night. The game was in Florida. The Leafs were in the lead 1-0 in the first period. Tampa and the Leafs were tied in the second period. Radko Gudas gave Tampa a 3-2 lead in the third period. St. Martin Louis scored 3 goals. He now has 58 points in the NHL scoring race. This puts him in the lead. The Leafs take the ice against the Florida Panthers tonight at 7:30. The game is in Florida. The Blue Jays beat the Orioles 6-5 yesterday. The Jays hit 4 home runs and won in 11 innings. The game ended the Orioles' winning streak. They won their 100th consecutive game the night before. The Jays play tonight in New York against the Yankees at 7. And in entertainment, People magazine released their list of the world's most beautiful women yesterday. Gwyneth Paltrow topped the list. She has been named the most beautiful woman in the world of 2013. Zooey Deschanel and Jennifer Lawrence made the top 10. Paltrow is 40 years old and married to Coldplay singer Chris Martin. And that's Observer Radio News. For more news, check out our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Alexandra Gator. Thanks for listening.